My name is Marigold Hutton. I'm the widow of John Hutton, the artist who designed and engraved the Great West Screen of Coventry Cathedral. At the age of 20, I decided that I really wanted to inspire an artist. I went along to Goldsmiths School of Art. I walked into the life room, prepared to take all my clothes off, and there was a chap who was doing the same thing, so I rushed away, and I was told that there'd been a mistake, but the mural class would love to have a model. The mural class was being taken by John Hutton, and I saw this very tall man wearing one of those lovely artist's hats, and I thought, wow. And he came up to me at the end of the day and said, do you ever pose privately? I would very much like to draw you. I've got some angels to do. So that was really a rather extraordinary and rather a fun introduction to the rest of my life, really, I suppose. Basil wanted to have these long, thin figures because it would actually just help to make the cathedral look a lot taller. The angels are much more like him than me. They're very long and slender, very strong. They're really tough. I mean, you don't mess with one of John's angels.
In the first place, the angel-like figures are created in white chalk on black paper. They're then photographed, projected onto the opposite wall of the studio, and redrawn to actual size, thus preserving the exact form and flow of the original.
I don't know how he actually saw what he was doing. I was watching him doing the hands of one of the standing angels at the bottom of the screen, and all I could see was just white mess. Well, he can't see. He can't see what he's doing. And yet, you know, he'd wipe it down and say, well, I think that's all right, don't you? No, it's just amazing.
Mr. Hutton has already spent 7 years on this formidable task and still has nearly two to go. 9 years which will bring their own reward, the delight and fascination of thousands of people from all over the world.
They had a big do for everybody who had done anything towards the cathedral. So all the artists were there, and they were all going around saying, oh my God, I wish I could do it all over again. It was very sharply criticised at the time. I do think that during this 50 years, the cathedral has somehow sort of settled down and is perceived to be a beautiful place with very interesting things. And a lot of good has happened within the cathedral. It's kind of absorbed something. And so you go in and you do have a strong feeling about it. Coventry is very important and played a huge part in his life. The imaginative side of him was given a real shot in the arm. So the next things that he did all had the benefit of what he'd learned at Coventry.